Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, Canto 1, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, page 705. But when the hour of the divine draws near, the mighty mother shall take birth in time, and God be born into the human clay, in forms made ready by your human lives. Then shall the truth supreme be given to men. There is a being beyond the being of mind, and immeasurable, cast into many forms, a miracle of the multitudinous one. There is a consciousness mind cannot touch, its speech cannot utter, nor its thought reveal. It has no home on earth, no center in man, yet is the source of all things thought and done, the fount of the creation and its works. It is the origin of all truth here, the sun orb of mind's fragmentary rays, infinity's heaven that spills the rain of God, the immense that calls to man to expand the spirit, the wide aim that justifies his narrow attempts, a channel for the little he tastes of bliss. Some shall be made the glory's receptacles and vehicles of the eternal's luminous power. These are the high forerunners, the heads of time, the great deliverers of earthbound mind, the high transfigurers of human clay, the firstborn of a new supernal race. The incarnate dual power shall open God's door, eternal supermind touch earthly time. The superman shall wake in mortal man, and manifest the hidden demigod, or grow into the godlight and the god force, revealing the secret deity in the cave. Then shall the earth be touched by the supreme. His bright unveiled transcendence shall illumine the mind and heart and force the life and act to interpret his inexpressible mystery in a heavenly alphabet of divinity signs. His living cosmic spirit shall enring, annulling the decree of death and pain, erasing the formulas of the ignorance with the deep meaning of beauty and life's hid sense. The being ready for immortality, his regard crossing infinity's mystic waves, bring back to nature her early joy to live, the metered heartbeats of a lost delight, the cry of a forgotten ecstasy, the dance of the first world-creating bliss. The immanent shall be the witness God, watching on his many-petaled lotus throne, his actionless being and his silent might, ruling earth nature by eternity's law, a thinker waking the inconscient world, and immobile center of many infinitudes, in his thousand-pillared temple by time's feet.